T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good. Welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher College. Bills camp live in the Sports Bar. And NFL Network is on the scene today as well. Guest of the Sports Bar last year at training camp. Welcome back, Kim Jones from NFL Network in the Sports Bar. Kim, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely terrific. The weather is wonderful here.
It's been nice. Yeah. Now, you're going around and checking out as many camps. I'm curious as to where you've been and where you're headed off to.
I've been to Cleveland, Giants, Jets, now Bills, and I'm going to the Redskins this weekend. So in a two-week period, I'll see 5 teams, which is good.
You started in Cleveland.
Yep.
How's your boy Odell looking?
Well, I mean, he looks happy. I was there for 2 practices before they got into pads. Mm-hmm. But I did see the one-on-ones and team drills where he matched up against Denzel Ward, which that matchup was fantastic to watch. And Denzel Ward probably won 50%, and Odell probably won 50%, and that was a lot of fun. So he certainly looks good, and they had an interesting couple of days to start, you know, as they put their new pieces together.
What about the Bills' Week 1 opponent, the New York Jets? What were your observations from Jets camp?
I think much like now that I've seen Josh Allen, Sam Darnold seems a lot wiser as a second-year quarterback. I think Le'Veon Bell will help, and it will be very interesting to see how Adam Gase uses him, including everything, I think, from the backfield to split wide and everywhere in between. That'll, I think, stress some defenses. I think the 2 defenses that day in the opener are going to be crazy because the Bills are already established as a great defense in this league. They've added some pieces, including Ed Oliver, that should help. A second-year Tremaine Edmonds is very impressive to me. And then the Bills have Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator. Folks here know him. They know how aggressive he is, and they spent money. And they spent some of it on defense, specifically with C.J. Mosley. So that opener is really intriguing.
Who'd you get to talk to today while you're here at camp, and what are your takeaways so far from St. John Fisher College with the Bills?
I talked to Ed Oliver, I really get the impression he is still learning how to be a 3-tech in a 4-3 defense. I think that's a learning. I think, you know, at Houston, I'm not sure how many players stepped on the field who could even rival his talent level, which is great. But then the learning curve perhaps is slightly different. Ed Oliver, I briefly talked to Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds. I talked to Sean McDermott early this morning when he was on NFL Network bright and early this morning on Good Morning Football. So getting to see some people and also physically see some people, see Frank Gore again and watch him and how comfortable he is, it seems, as sort of an elder statesman, but very, very much believes, as he should, that he can still play the game. And I would love to see more of, and maybe I will at some point, the almost friendly rivalry with Shady and Frank Gore, because when one does something, from what I understand, the other one wants to outdo him on the practice field. And I think that competitive environment is always good.
Kim Jones, NFL Network, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp Live. Kim Jones joining us in the Country Suite Hot Seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. You mentioned...
You have a nice little setup here. Well, I mean, you have like a suite here.
Don't make me go through our entire list of sponsors who make this possible, Kim. But they, you know, you are enjoying the comforts of an Ace Swim and Leisure outdoor patio set here.
Well, it is a nice patio set, I'll tell you that. Very comfortable.
You mentioned Frank Gore. You mentioned LeSean McCoy. Devin Singletary, somebody that's turned a lot of heads here at camp.
Yeah.
What do you think his role is year one? Do you see him as a guy that might be on the shelf to learn from LeSean, to learn from Frank Gore, and then be more of a factor in year two of his career? Or do you see him as somebody young, fresh, somebody that might be able to make an impact in his rookie season?
My only question about Singletary is what I would have about most rookie running backs is, can he pick up the blitz? Because if he can't, you know, and I know Josh Allen's a big, strong guy, but that's not ideal. And that's what a lot of rookie running backs struggle with, let's be honest. So that would be my one question about Singletary. I do think there is a path where LeSean and Frank Gore are on this roster. I know that not everyone who covers this team thinks that. I do think that they're both going to be here, at least as far as I can tell from conversations I've had. And I think that that is a best of both worlds scenario, possibly for both of those guys, because I think they get along and they get a kick out of the fact that they're teammates this late in both of their careers. But I think for Josh Allen to have two veteran running backs who can help him when they need to, who can run the heck out of the ball, they both can still do that. They can both catch the ball. I saw Frank Gore make a shoestring catch to beat the Jets last year at MetLife Stadium in the first game those two teams played. And I asked Frank about that today, and he was like, yeah, it was a pretty nice catch. Huh? I was like, yeah, it was a great catch, and it changed the game on, I think, 3rd and 19 or something like that. So I think that those two veterans, great for Josh Allen and probably great for Devin Singletary to learn from as well. I would think as a young running back to learn from two running backs like that, you're going to learn a lot of good lessons about how to stay in this league and be effective.
Kim Jones, NFL Network, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia here. It's Bills Camp Live at St. John Fisher College. Kim, I love talking to the national reporters because I get you can give a fresh set of eyes to something that we see every day. Mm-hmm. We know that the Buffalo Bills made a lot of moves in free agency. Yep. They've overhauled the offensive line. Yep. They did a lot this offseason. In your opinion, did they do enough to be competitive in the AFC East this year?
I think they did enough to be competitive in the AFCs, for sure. Absolutely. They should be competitive. All of these teams should be thinking about being competitive in this division, really. And I think you can see a lot of parallels with the Jets and the Bills. And I think that's going to be fascinating in week one, and then I think again in week 17.
You didn't mention the Dolphins, though.
Well, I mean, I think they're clearly in a rebuilding stage, and they're probably looking at next year's quarterback group, you know. So, and then the Patriots are the Patriots. But if I'm the Bills, I would think of it this way. I think I have the quarterback of my defense for a decade. I think I have my quarterback for a decade. I have rebuilt the offensive line, not perfectly, but I have rebuilt it. And at the very least, Cody Ford, I assume at right tackle, mm-hmm. is going to be a staple for a long time to come. And I have to believe Dawkins has impressed them enough at left tackle. So I think, and they like Morris at center, and I understand he has the concussion issue. So if I am the Bills, I think you have to start to look at building blocks as you look about growing as a franchise. Now, that doesn't mean you don't try to make the playoffs this year. You try like heck to make the playoffs this year, and they have talent to make the playoffs this year. Their secondary takes a second backseat to no one. Mm-hmm. I love their secondary. I love Edmonds. We're going to see how Oliver adjusts to the NFL game, and he will make splash plays. There's no doubt in my mind about Ed Oliver in that regard. And Josh Allen, I think, will be a better quarterback because he's not going to have to throw deep all the darn time. He led the league last year in deep passes. Now he has Cole Beasley. He has John Brown. Now, John Brown can stretch the field, as we know. But he has the tight ends, once they're healthy and back, who can really execute an NFL passing game without having to chuck it deep all the time.
When you talk about the AFC East, the one team that everybody is going to gravitate towards because of their dominance, the New England Patriots, yep. I'm sure you're going to have a chance to I don't know, maybe you will have a chance to see New England.
Mike Giardi's there for us now, so okay. I used to see a lot of the Patriots, now not as much.
I'm curious as to, you know, if there is a weakness to that team, to the champs, what is that weakness, and is it something that the Buffalo Bills have already, I mean, to get pressure on Tom Brady, you got to go up the middle, right? And if Aaron Donald is able to do it in the Super Bowl or, you know, able to at least get a little bit of heat on Tom Brady, maybe Ed Oliver is that guy and they've addressed that. But what weaknesses do you see in that team that the Bills might be able to exploit this season?
Yeah, I think I've learned along the way that, you know, looking for their weaknesses, they've already looked at their weaknesses and they probably have a way to counter a lot of them. I do think at some point, the time machine runs out. I mean, I think that's what this division will wait for, to be honest with you. I'm not suggesting the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year and the following year and one more after that, but they're still going to be formidable. They're still the most experienced team, obviously. I do think it'll be interesting the first time they get knocked off, likely by either the Jets or the Bills. Can that happen this season? I think it can. But in terms of looking for their weaknesses, they've clearly had some departures that will matter, but they still have Belichick and Brady who have proved to be better than anyone.
Kim, you're gracious with your time joining us here in the sports bar. Before we let you go, I want to make sure you had enough time to let our listeners know where you and the rest of the NFL Network crew are going to be heading to here throughout the training camp circuit.
Yeah, I'm here with Daniel Jeremiah and Andrew Siciliano. This is my producer, Rio. Her real name is Christine Martin. She's been renamed. She has embraced it.
And why Rio? So,
because she left me a couple summers ago in training camp in the heat and humidity.
She went on vacation, didn't she?
Well, kind of. Uh-huh. Because she went to cover the Rio Olympics in Stamford, Connecticut for NBC.
Okay.
So she chose Rio over us. Mm. So she became Rio, and it has stuck, and everyone alive calls her Rio. And it's great.
Okay.
Everyone calls her Rio now. So we are all here today. And as a group, we will all be at the Giants tomorrow doing the same kind of thing we're doing here today with the Bills. I'm on NFL Network. I host shows on WFAN Radio in New York City, and I'm Kim Jones Sports on social media. So thank you.
Kim, appreciate your time as always. Kim Jones, NFL Network, joining us in the sports bar. Bills Camp Live, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Enjoy your safe travels, Kim.
Thank you. It's lovely here. Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.